Hello, my name is Jake, and I'm here to interview Alexandra Bentes about her magazine's project.
Hello, Jake.
We are going to talk about how did you integrate technologies in this project? So here's my first question. What is the project about?
In this project, I was applying different concepts and tools I have been learning in my media studies class and making a magazine of my own interest. This consisted of having a magazine cover, a table of contents, and a double page spread, while sharing the process of the magazine's creation in a blog. My magazine is specifically about travel, a genre I'm passionate about. Therefore, my magazine's name is Caminos, which means paths or roads in Spanish. I was born here in Miami and moved for 3 years to Los Angeles, California. When I came back, I felt I found myself falling in love with the city, and that's why I decided to make this project a Miami special edition. The idea was to give insights to the readers to know my hometown and give recommendations of local places you can find interesting besides the usual touristic ones. So it's like Miami through my eyes.
Wow, well, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing. My second question is, what type of hardware did you use?
I used a MacBook to create the blog and do all of the editing for my magazine assignments. I also used a keyboard and a trackpad. To take all the photo shoot pictures I needed for my project, I used my personal iPhone's camera and a Canon EOS 30D and a tripod.
Well, okay, well, here's the third question. What challenges did you overcome using the hardware and software that you had?
Some challenges that I overcame were learning how to use the tools in Photoshop to edit the pictures when I needed. For example, to remove an object in the photo's background so the edit would look realistic, or adding some objects in a picture, which I learned with the tutorial shared in class, or in Illustrator how to create clipping masks and zoom in or out the picture. I ran into some issues in regards to how format certain things, so I used various internet sources to help me and learn.
Okay, my fourth and final question. What type of online web and software programs did you use, and what purpose did they serve?
During the process, I used mainly Wix.com, which is probably the most significant software I used, and where I created all my blog posts and discussed my experience and posted my ideas. I used Canva, Adobe Illustrator, and Photoshop to design my magazine. I also used dafont.com, barcodesinc.com, Pinterest, Google Docs, and Google Search to complete research. Each of these were useful and had their own purpose, including tools for building my blog and organizing the posts about the magazine process, tools for creating and editing the magazine pages and content, exploring creative fonts, brainstorming, and finding sources for inspiration, organizing my content and ideas, and etc. Overall, I believe that there are many ways I integrated software, hardware, and online sources throughout the project. All of these factors were essential while doing this, and I believe I learned more on how to work with technology.
Thank you again. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you, Jake, for the time. Take care.